There are no confirmed coronavirus cases in Alaska. 60 tests have been done, with 46 negative and 14 still pending as of Wednesday afternoon. Dunleavy says the declaration allows the state to access federal money as it makes plans to fight the virus. The state is now confident it can perform more than 1,000 tests, health officials say. Ann Zink, the state's chief medical officer, says the challenge now is to get hospitals and outpatient clinics to set up to run tests. Zink also warns that people who are used to getting health care in Seattle should be checking with their providers because the health care system in the city is overloaded. And the Chamay Dance Festival in Bethel has been postponed fall of this year out of concerns over the coronavirus. The festival brings indigenous dance groups from all around the country to Bethel during March. Linda Curta is the coordinator for the festival. Curta and 17 volunteers met Tuesday night to decide whether to cancel Chamay altogether.
And from the very beginning, we took off the table canceling.
Instead, they decided to postpone the festival to the fall. The three-day festival was originally scheduled March 20th through the 22nd. Curtis says they had just finalized the festival schedule. The decision came as Governor Mike Dunleavy issued a disaster declaration over coronavirus. People over 60 and those with underlying health conditions are more likely to become severely ill with the virus. Curtis says the decision is an effort to protect elders who travel from the villages in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta and elsewhere to participate.
Elders would be severely impacted by this disease. So how can we do Chamay without the elders? We can't.
The dance festival usually happens at the Bethel Regional High School gym, where dancers, community members, and spectators are all crammed together. Elders sit in the front row. Sometimes people hop on the stage to yurok or dance with the group. All that can lead to a rapid spread of disease. People traveling for spring break this month are another concern.
Wherever folks are traveling, they're coming back to the Delta. And so the question is, would we know?
Curtis says they still plan to hold the dance festival in the fall and are talking with the high school administrators about dates. And Curtis says they plan to invite all the same groups back to Bethel. Reporting in Bethel, I'm Christy Schallenberger. And the state's high school athletic department is also taking safety precautions over coronavirus. In a statement on their website, the Alaska School Activities Association wrote that the ASAA and First National Bank state basketball and cheerleading tournaments have been postponed until further notice. The tournaments were set to start the week of March 15th. The ASAA has also canceled the Alaska Association of Student Government Spring Conference to be held at Mount Edgecombe High School in Sitka. The ASAA says that, quote, the decision on whether or not to cancel the basketball and cheer championships will be made at a later date, unquote. To prevent the spread of coronavirus, the ASAA also recommends that anyone over the age of 60 and anyone with underlying health conditions or respiratory issues should avoid travel to this week's regional and conference tournaments. And the Nome City Council will be meeting at noon today to discuss canceling Iditarod festivities due to the COVID-19 threat. The emergency session will be held in Nome City Hall. Nome City officials say they have been putting out hand sanitizer in public places and doing extra cleaning in city buildings to prepare for the influx of visitors coming with the Iditarod Trail Sled Dog Race next week. A Bethel resident faces deportation. The United States Citizenship and Immigration Services has ordered Becky Trimble to leave the United States by this Saturday, but Becky has lived in this country since she was 3 days old. She didn't know she wasn't a U.S. citizen until she was 22. KYUK's Greg Kim talked to Becky about how she's feeling and what she plans to do.
On February 10th, Becky Trimble received a letter with the potential to upend her and her family's life.
My husband opened it up first, and his face just kind of, like, dropped. My littlest, he got, like, a little tissue and was wiping my eyes for me, and they're like, what's wrong, Mommy?
The letter was from the federal government. The United States Citizenship and Immigration Services ordered Becky to leave the country within 33 days or risk being deported. The reason it cited was that Becky had voted illegally in the 2008 presidential election.
I wasn't a citizen.
Becky's parents adopted her when she was 3 days old, bringing her into the U.S. from Mexico. She says she went most of her life just assuming she was a U.S. citizen. She had gotten a job, a driver's license, and she had voted.
In high school, you know, it was senior year, and it was very a big election, I guess you could say, 2008. You know, we can make history.
At 19 years old, everyone around her was telling her voting was the right thing to do. Becky told the USCIS she had no idea she wasn't a U.S. citizen when she cast her ballot, but they said it was still illegal.
I feel like there are holes in the system and that I just need to be looked at as an individual and not just over a letter.
The 33-day deadline USCIS gave Becky ends this Saturday, but she says she's not worried.
I just don't feel like they could deport me when there's just nowhere to go. There's no proof to send me.
That's because Becky doesn't have a real birth certificate, not even from Mexico. The one her adoptive parents received from her birth mother in Mexico turned out to be a fake. And she doesn't believe the United States is going to send her to a country she doesn't even officially belong to.
Who knows if they even want me? I'm going to stay here and just live out normal life and kind of see how things play out. It's still scary because, of course, they could probably, you know, detain me. But I feel at peace that things are going to work out and that I'm safe.
Becky has heard encouraging news about her situation from Alaska statesmen. She's received a personal call from U.S. Senator Lisa Murkowski herself and from Governor Mike Dunleavy, assuring her they are advocating on her behalf. State Representative Tiffany Zilkowski has also been working on bringing attention to the issue. Becky is both overwhelmed and touched by the support her story has received.
I want to thank Bethel. You guys just pull together like a rock, and thank you for all the love and support and just prayers or just advice, love, letters. Thank you.
Reporting in Bethel, I'm Greg Kim.
And finally, there are 6 sled dog teams at the Cripple Checkpoint, the halfway point on the Iditarod Trail sled dog race. Brent Sass was the first musher into the checkpoint last night, picking up the halfway prize. He and the other teams taking their mandatory 24-hour rest there will now have to watch as the front runners who left Takotna last night with their 24 hours behind them begin passing through later this morning. Richie Deal will be among those driving through and heading for the Yukon River. The Aniak musher followed Jesse Royer out of Takotna at a little before 1 this morning. Deal has been running fast and well, and he says it's the dogs.
I mean, they're definitely showing me a lot. Some of these inexperienced ones that I took in the Cusco, you know, they definitely showed me that they could race.
A couple of hours after Deal left Takotna, Pete Kaiser's Bethel team headed out at 3:01 a.m. He says his dogs have been distracted this year, some in heat and not eating or running as they should.
We've done the best we can to manage it to this point. It's just kind of, we'll have to just wait and see if they kind of get their head screwed back on straight here at some point and all get on the same page.
Kaiser was glad to see his team finally eat better during its 24-hour rest in Takotna. Jessica Klaka arrived in McGrath a little before 9 yesterday morning and has remained there doing her mandatory 24-hour rest. She should be back on the trail this morning, bound for Takotna. This is KYUK News. Thanks for listening. I'm Christy Schallenberger. Send your tips and comments to news@kyuk.org and stay tuned for News Yukton coming up.